On the Road with DW.
Okay, so this is a recap for our day. So this morning, we started with the Temple Mount. We had to get there early. And it was amazing because there was nobody in line.
And I'm not ready for this.
You're not ready? Oh, come on. All right. It was a good start.
It's a long day.
It's a long day. We did so much.
I'm not ready.
Okay. And so Samuel gave us like the history of every rock on the Temple Mount.
Entry.
And the whole Al-Aqsa Mosque and Solomon's Colonnade, where the Sanhedrin offices were.
Yeah, what are the Muslim officials walking around surveying the place?
Waqf. W-A-Q-F is, I think, how they spelled it. And so that was kind of interesting. The Israeli checked our security. We got in, but then there were Muslim officials there to make sure that the women didn't have exposed shoulders or showing their legs.
And that we didn't take any.
Yeah, then we didn't take anything. That's right. And I was going to take some olives from the Temple Mount.
Some olives on the ground, and I turn around and boom, the guy's right there.
Yeah.
His gun, and he said, "You can't take that."
I said, "We're looking." He said, "You can look. You cannot take." We're like, "All right." And I dropped them on the ground.
It's just an olive, yeah.
I should have done a Patrick Dana and like palmed two of them, but no. I didn't want to get in trouble.
Yeah. The Temple Mount was so beautiful. But
yeah. I took 1,000 pictures of all the different mosques and stuff just because the artwork was so pretty.
Yeah.
But then also through all the arches, I got pictures of the Mount of Olives and then looking north, looking all the different directions from the Temple Mount. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting too because you could see the rubble, like from the Roman invasion, they crushed the temple and knocked all the rocks off and there was rubble still piled into one part of the Temple Mount, and they said that they took it over and dumped it in the Kidron Valley and people would sort through it.
Yeah.
Like part of the archaeological, you can pay to sort dirt for an hour, and sometimes they find artifacts.
They're finding artifacts that show the Israelite history.
Yeah.
In the area.
Yeah.
And after?
Mm-hmm.
So after we finished walking around the Temple Mount, we walked south and we saw what's called the Southern Steps.
Oh, before that, though, we exited through the Western Gate, and it was a Muslim entrance to the Temple Mount, and I got some really good coffee there, so that was neat. Yeah. And then we just, boom, we're out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went south to the Robinson's Arch and the Southern Steps, and there's an archaeological site there that shows a lot of the rubble that the Romans pushed off the Temple Mount. So you have Herodian stones, just topsy-turvy on the ground.
Yeah.
And we were on the street level that we were on in the caves or tunnels that we went on, the Western Wall tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
So the same street level as
those
tunnels.
All the levels are kind of confusing because the whole city of Jerusalem is on Mount Moriah.
Yeah.
So it's already on an uneven hill or mountain. And then as excavations are done underground, there's places you can explore, tunnels that you can explore, and then there's still the Temple Mount on top of you.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, there's four cities. So there was essentially Herod's time or Jesus's time, and then the Romans destroyed it, and then the Muslims came in and built another city on top of that, the Umayyads.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, you know, at the time, between the destruction of Jerusalem and the Umayyads, the Christians used the Temple Mount as a dump. So they would just throw all their trash and everything on the Temple Mount. So it didn't even look like a holy site.
Yeah.
The Umayyads didn't even know it was a holy site. And then there was some conflict in the Muslims. They made it a holy site to compete with Mecca.
Right.
And then the Byzantine, so the Crusader time period, they built up the Byzantine wall. And so, yeah. And so then the modern Israel's built on top, or Jerusalem's built on top of that. So we're walking around on the fourth level of building.
And then there were times today when we would go down a ton of stairs and then see first century pavement.
Yeah.
And first century arches.
Yeah, so they know where the first century walls were.
Yeah.
I mean, they've mapped out the old city, the middle cities, and now the modern city. It's just incredible.
And where you can see underground where the walls were, those give evidence to all of the places when they say Jesus was crucified here.
Yeah.
And we can see that it would have been outside the oldest wall around Jerusalem.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
because so
they wouldn't crucify him inside the city wall. Because
yeah.
it's
and
impure.
Today it's inside the city wall, but that's not the same city wall that was there. So
yeah.
It's cool to see the old. And the southern steps were also first century.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
And they're above ground because they were leading up to the temple, and it was an ascension.
Yes. Now when the, after the British Mandate, after World War One, so 1920, they came and explored, and it was under, it was underground. There was an Umayyad palace there, so they've scraped the palace away and excavated, and they've uncovered those steps. So the Umayyad palace was built on those steps and other places around there. So they've pulled those, you know, they were in disrepair, and so they've excavated all of that, and you can see the original workings underneath. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So then we had some free time.
Yes.
Yeah, we walked up to the Jaffa Gate, and four or five of our crew went back to the hotel, and seven of us continued on to different parts of the city, and that was amazing.
Just a bunch of markets.
And so we, as we were walking up to that gate, it was pretty crazy. The, it was not a tourist area. We were walking along a street inside the Ottoman Empire wall, and the street was so narrow. Katie nearly got hit by a bus.
Yeah,
sort of.
Just all of the cars, taxis, motorcycles, driving down the same narrow street that pedestrians were on.
No sidewalks or anything.
They just honk at you, but they don't slow down.
Yeah, I know. And so I noticed as we were walking through there, a little coffee shop, and it said Christ Church Coffee Shop. And so then we met and we split up, and I said, let's go back to this coffee shop and see if they have food. And we did, and it happened to be run by Christ Church, which is an Anglican church. It owns a large compound there. It runs a little hotel. It would be really cool to stay there. They had a cafeteria that had a buffet and some pizza.
A coffee shop connected to a sandwich shop, connected to a buffet, connected with a hotel on top, really close to a museum and across from a church.
Yeah, I know. It was so cool.
They had their own little quarter there.
So we went through the little heritage center, the history, and we went into the church, and this Russian lady or Ukrainian lady, she told us all about the church. It was, what did you say, the first Protestant?
It's the first Protestant church in all of the Middle East.
Wow.
Yeah, and she then specified they're Anglican, and it was cute.
It was super cool, too, because the altar area was all in Hebrew, because, again, they're right here in the middle of Jerusalem, and it had the Ten Commandments. It was kind of like the front of a synagogue in its, you know, artwork and construction. It had the Ten Commandments in the middle, just like they would have in a synagogue. Like, those would be doors where you open up and the Torah was inside. But these didn't have doors because it didn't have a Torah inside. But it had the Ten Commandments in the middle. And on the right-hand side, it had the Lord's Prayer. And on the left-hand side, it had the Apostles' Creed.
Mm-hmm.
All in Hebrew.
All in
Hebrew. It was really cool.
It'd be really cool to be a Christian in Israel, because they have just this very full understanding of how all of the Old Testaments are pointing towards the Messiah,
mm-hmm.
but then they accept Jesus as the Messiah, and so they get to celebrate both Old Testament and New Testament.
And she said they have an Anglican worship on Sunday mornings, and then on Sabbath they have Messianic Jewish worship, which would be in Hebrew, etc. So that was pretty interesting. And then there, talking to them, they said, you need to go to the Lutheran church and go up in the tower.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't really know where that was. We just kind of explored.
We got lost finding it.
Yeah, and then boom, we found it, and we're like, hey, let's go in. We go into the Lutheran church, and the organist is practicing. It was amazing just to sit there in the church and listen. And so so we listened to the organ for a little while, and then we saw some ruins, went down under there, and then we saw the tower. We paid money to go up in the tower. We have probably 200 or 300 stairs, spiral staircase.
And then just got to see another view from very high up of the whole city.
It was so great.
Yeah.
And then we kind of got lost on the way back, but we went to the garden tomb.
Well, Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, walking back through all of the markets, there's like the tourist areas of the market that sell the scarves and the jewelry and the trinkets. Yeah. But we got off on like the butcher's street. It was all the raw meat everywhere.
It was so crazy.
And, the Home Depot Ace Hardware type street.
That, duct tape and spray paint.
Yeah, and there was like the kids' clothing street. And it that's their so mall, cute. Their shopping mall.
Just whatever downtown. Street. You just go down to this market if you need underwear and socks.
Exactly.
It was so cool.
It was really cool.
And I felt totally
and
safe.
That
I mean,
would see us would say, "Howdy, or, hello."
This young boy, probably 12 years old, looked me in the eye and he goes, "How are you, man?" And I said, "I'm fine. How are you, man?" And he didn't say anything back. I think that was the only English phrase he knew, but he said it perfectly. So good on him.
Yeah. And then we went to the Garden Tomb. We walked up north to it.
Yeah, and that was pretty cool. We did a communion service in the Garden Tomb. That's it looks, it may not be the tomb, but it looks like the tomb of the day.
Yeah, it's definitely very old.
Yeah, and then there's the Skull Hill or Golgotha. They say that if that was not the place where Jesus was crucified, it's very similar. It also is a large cliff, which would be like if the stoning, they throw him off a cliff, and or crucifixion. They say they would typically do crucifixion next to a road. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we learned lots about those things. And it was a really great way to end our trip.
Yeah.
Now it's time to fly back.
We're packing up.
It's been amazing.
It's been packed full.
Yeah. Today was, every day at the end of the day, I think, wow, today was the best.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of trip you want. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Well, this is Katie and Darren signing off. On the Road with DW.